mystify them.
Crystal meth loses up in my home.
It's smelling like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch,
bitch. Nice, sweet turd. Nice, sweet turd.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of shows. I've got some really infuriating audio today. I'm going to lose my shit here. It's just everything is piled up, and I have to unload all of this stuff onto you guys. So I apologize. It'll be fun though, listening to me go mental. But before we do that, I've got some audio that actually brings me a lot of joy. Granny porn, of course. This poor woman, you know, if it can go wrong, it did go wrong in this shoot. Here is a guy nailing an old woman who has no teeth.
How'd you look at your teeth again? What happened? What's the story behind it? How'd it happen?
What?
So how'd you lose your teeth?
I was 4'4".
What did he do?
Run me over with his truck.
Very redneck story. My boyfriend ran me over with his truck. I don't know if it's her boyfriend or husband. I couldn't understand what she was saying. She has no teeth after all.
I was 4'4".
What'd he do?
Ran me over with his truck.
Sure.
Really? Like, what, it hit you, the bumper hit you in the mouth?
Well, yeah.
So yeah.
You took the grill to the grill?
Jesus. Guy's an asshole, huh?
Professional boxer and he had to use the truck.
What? Heavy rotation, what?
Professional boxer and he had to use the truck.
Professional body what?
Professional boxer and he had to use the truck.
Well, do the
professional what?
Boxer.
Boxer, professional boxer.
Is her wolf wolf?
You say Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
Womp 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 womp.
Ah, yeah. Shredded. Look at her fucking... Rubbing her fucking pussy, she loves it.
You don't need teeth to enjoy my beef.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she's sucking his cock.
Fuck. Oh,
push back on that fucking big cock.
Oh,
now he's trying to fucking
push back on.
Okay, hold on. It's really burning. Ow!
Back up, Granny.
That's Granny.
That's all right.
Ah!
Smile that toothless grin, huh?
Come on.
God damn!
Come on.
Ah! Fuck, you're huge.
Who the there fuck would jerk off to this? Sick individuals.
Yeah,
my
just fell in.
Because he missed the hole and he's fucking her in her cunt.
Oh,
it's in her fucking pussy, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the wrong hole, you idiot.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tell the difference between what a pussy feels like and an ass? There's no way Granny's pussy is as tight as her ass.
Get on the floor and stick your ass up.
You have an orgy?
Hold her fucking head. Put your fucking
Oragel.
Head on the floor.
Oragel? Yeah, she just asked for Oragel.
Here, rip my asshole in half. Here,
numb my asshole.
I ain't gonna rip it in half.
With that huge cock.
Alright, be quiet.
Shut the fuck up.
God damn it.
Alright, now after the ass play, she again starts to suck on the dude's dick. She's laying on her back, and the guy is basically thrusting his penis down her throat, and that's when tragedy strikes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you
fucking, like a volcano of gravy shoots out of her mouth. It's very dark brown. It looks like liquid shit.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you fake. And I haven't eaten.
Really? You haven't eaten? Because all signs point to you had a huge meal at some point in the recent past. So, because she's laying on her back, all of the puke, you know, and there's a cock down her throat, all of the puke comes flying up, out, it's covering her face and her chest.
God damn it.
The director has a weak stomach. Now he's puking.
What the fuck? First time I ever fucking puked in my life.
Not entirely sure what he said there, but he was thoroughly grossed out, as was I. Ta-da! Now, moving on. Guys, I'm sorry I have to do this. I have played Christian parodies before on the program. They're always awful, but today we're reaching a new level of suctitude, and this is all thanks to Corey, who found this crap. These are songs that you may recognize, popular songs. You know, Lady Gaga, Kesha, Justin Bieber. And what the Christians do is they change the words around to make it Jesus-centric, if you will. First of all, here's a classic song. This is called In the Heavens.
Boom, 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 boom.
We my way, oh, we my way. Oh, we my way, oh, we my way. Oh, we my way, oh, we my way. Oh, we my way, oh, we my way. We my way, oh, we my way. Oh, 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 we my way. We
my way, the heavens, the holy heavens, the Savior waits for you.
We my way. If you're a Christian, why do you have to do this? It's embarrassing.
Gently knocking on your heart's door.
You pray by yourself. Go in a dark corner and, you know, talk to God or whatever. Post this crap. Now, when I tell you, this was the best of the crop, meaning this is the least annoying of the Christian songs I have for you today. So, buckle the fuck in, my friends. Here we go. I'm sure you guys will recognize this song. What is Black Eyed Peas?
Got a feeling that tonight my soul's gonna be saved by Jesus.
That this life's gonna be a good life. That this life's gonna be a good life. That this life's gonna be a good, good life.
I got a feeling,
woo, that this life's gonna be a good life. That this life's gonna be a good life. This life's gonna be a good, good life.
This life's the life. Let's live it up. I got my Jesus. Let's lift him up. Go out and spread it. The love of God.
Why doesn't Jesus just come down just for a second and say, knock it the fuck off? It's embarrassing. Just because you're Christian doesn't mean you have talent. All right, so here's another one. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, no.
Oh,
yes, this is sung to the song, or sung to the tune of Justin Bieber's Baby.
I know you love me.
Poorly.
I know you care. I'll shout whenever, and you'll be there. I want your love. Come in my heart.
I just want to get to the chorus.
My heart broke that I cried for the first time. And I was like, save me, Lord Christ. Save me, Lord.
Oh, instead of baby, it's save me.
Save me, Lord. Please come in and change my life.
Do you know how much fucking time Christians waste on this bullshit? Oh, a classic! There's already a parody of Beat It. It's called Eat It. Talk to Weird Al.
They told me don't you ever preach around him. Don't want to hear the word you made him disappear. The spirit's inside me and he said don't this all preaching. Just preaching.
Okay. Preach it, okay. I did mention Kesha at the beginning of this segment.
Maybe we need some guidance, or maybe just need some help. We found ourselves in trouble. We're on the road to hell. We're sinning about every day now, but we know we need Jesus Christ. We're staying up all night, hoping, praying that God will change our lives.
What you've got, Lord,
is hard to find.
Jesus is a lovesick crackhead.
The love you offer is so divine. You've forgiven our wicked minds. Without your guidance, we are blind.
That's why
his love.
Okay, that's enough of that. And finally, the last one I'll play for you is a parody of Poker Face by, of course, Lady Gaga. Oh, Rocket a MIDI as the background. Nice. It's awful already.
I wanna hold it like they're doing with the priest. Read it and believe in it until I am deceased. I love it. And this thing we're singing about isn't really lame. It is the book, the holy book, the word of his name. Oh, 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 oh.
I don't really feel like this guy's heart is in the song. He's not really giving it his all.
Oh, I'll never stop. Keep it in my heart. Oh, 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 I'll never stop, keep it in my heart.
Kick it!
Must love him, you must love his holy face.
Marzipan, what?
Keep it in your heart forever.
Must
love him, you must love his holy face. Keep it in your heart.
Some Christian songs for you today. As if that wasn't annoying enough, Corey then provided me with a link to something called Mini Pops or some bullshit like that. It's like Kids Bop version 2. Crap. And here they are singing The Reason. It's another example of kids singing songs that they really shouldn't be singing. Like, this is kind of an adult, like adult theme song. What? Ruin your sandcastle?
And so
stick gum in your hair?
I have to say before I go.
Where the hell are you going?
That I just want you to know. I found no reason for me to change who I used to be.
When you were in the womb, used to be. Oh, I just need to hear some cock gagging. I need to clear the palate. Oh, much better. Suck that dick. Suck it. Suck it.
All the way down. All the way down. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah,
like all right.
Oh.
I feel much better. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? Help support the program. Help ensure that this stupidity continues on for a long, long time. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've been doing this since December 2004. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. I also do video casts on the Sideshow feed. Sometimes we do weekend shows. Also post, exclusive audio. Told you guys on Friday I'd post some stuff that I was playing for you, so I'm going to be doing that as well. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Tomorrow's program will be an extended one, so Sideshow Freaks will get like 10, 15, or 20 minutes of bonus show. So if you want to hear it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, pussies are good for a lot of things. Giving birth, for instance. And stinking. I don't know. But one thing they're not necessarily good for is hiding heroin in. After crashing her car on Sunday, Scranton police said a woman suspected of burglarizing the Dunmore Inn was found to have a sizable stash of drugs, .. and money hidden in her coont. According to a criminal complaint, Dunmore Police Officer Anthony Colley asked Grant Police Officer Nancy Bauman to detain Karen McCownis, 27, at the scene of the crash at the North 7th Avenue off-ramp Sunday evening. After her car was towed, Miss McCownis was ready to leave the scene of the crash when Officer Colley contacted Officer Bauman and asked for Mrs. McCownis to be detained because she was suspected of stealing items from the inn. After searching her for weapons, Officer Bauman found three bags of heroin in Mrs. McCownis' jacket. But as the officer drove her to the Scranton Police Headquarters to charge her for drug possession, Officer Bauman noticed Ms. McCownis fidgeting in the back seat of the cruiser. You know, she was fiddling her pussy, basically. You know, it was uncomfortable down there, having loose change up in that thing. After a struggle with Officer Bauman during a more thorough search at the headquarters, Miss McCownis asked to speak with Sergeant Michael Mayer and told him she had hidden more heroin in her vagina. Vagina! It seems to me that gaping pussy hole would be good for stashing some drugs! Right, my new spoken word piece. All right, she had hidden heroin in her vagina. A search of Ms. McCownis' cunt by a doctor at Community Medical Center turned up 54 bags of heroin. Jesus Christ, she has a massive snatch. 31 empty bags used to package the heroin, 8.5 prescription pills, and $51. And 22 cents. That was also found in her pussy hole. I can almost understand sticking the money up your cunt, but the change as well. Ms. McCownis was charged with possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and two counts of possession of a controlled substance. So there you go. She put 22 cents up her snatch. Drug addicts do the weirdest things. All right, second story we have for you today. A 70-year-old man was stoned to death with a rock stuffed in... It wasn't a rock. With a rock? Lobster. Rock lobster. A 70-year-old man was stoned to death with a rock stuffed in a sock by a younger friend. He's not your friend. Who alleged the victim made unwanted sexual advances. According to the complaint, 28-year-old John Thomas of Upper Darby, a Philadelphia suburb, told police he killed Murray Seidman of nearby Lansdowne because the Bible refers to stoning homosexuals. I could see that. By the way, when I was trying to record this story, I had a fuck-up, and here it is. According to the complaint, 28-year-old John, I don't know what the fuck the name is because goddamn thing won't open properly, goddamn fucking piece of shit. That's what happens. See? Recording this sort of view is not pretty at all. I can't wait to do a video of me doing the show. It's an exercise in patience. It is a test of patience, if you will. All right, where are we at here? I stoned Murray with a rock and a sock, Thomas told police, according to the criminal complaint. Thomas was arrested and charged with murder on Friday. According to the complaint, John Thomas stated that he read in the Old Testament that homosexuals should be stoned in certain situations. That's not funny, really. Gay kid. It's kind of funny. The answer John Thomas received from his prayers was to put an end to the victim's life. John Thomas stated that he struck the victim approximately 10 times in the head. After the final blow, John Thomas made sure the victim was dead. And then fucked him. He is a deeply religious man, or so he says, said Lansdowne Police Chief Dan Corton. Delaware County Medical Examiner Frederick Hellman ruled that Seidman had been dead for 5 to 10 days before Thomas started banging on doors in the hallway of Seidman's apartment. Police said Thomas, who is the executor and sole beneficiary of Seidman's will, returned to the apartment and pretended that he had just discovered his body. Thomas had no comment as he was led out of the Delaware County Courthouse on Friday. Seidman was a longtime worker in the laundry department at Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital, where he was, quote, very popular. As far as we're concerned, he was a model citizen, Corton said. So there you go. Elderly gay guy killed. I'm conflicted because on one hand, you know, he was elderly, and I feel like all elderly people should be put down. But on the other hand, he was gay, so I feel like he should be put down anyways. I guess I'm really not conflicted, just doubly happy Is that a word? I don't know. Doubly. I'm just kidding. I love all the gays. I've sucked many of you off. By the way, you're welcome. All right, final story we have for you today. A grandfather who had a pitchfork embedded in his skull. That's the start of a great news story right there. Has beaten the odds to survive. Oh, it's a sad story for me. But his heartbroken daughter has revealed that the horrific injuries have ruined the rest of his life. Happy again. This is just a goddamn roller coaster of a news story for me. It's the first sentence. Hugh Buckley, 54, was repeatedly stabbed and left for dead. Firefighters had to saw off the handle of the jewel, and doctors fought to remove its four prongs. Jesus Christ. The four prongs were in his forehead as he battled for his life. He spent 3 months in a coma and is now living in a specialist care home for people with brain injuries. Daughter Kathleen Buckley, 35, said her family had been shattered by the brutal attack last July, kind of like this dude's skull was shattered by the pitchfork. She said, "The thought of that pitchfork covered in blood haunts me. The fact that someone could take a big farming tool like that and put it to my dad's head makes me sick to my stomach. He will be scarred with those prongs for the rest of his life. The doctor saved him from death, but he is not my dad anymore. He's lost his life because of this. He's in a home needing 24-hour care and unable to speak when he should be happy, he should be healthy, and playing with his grandchildren." Hugh, a father of six and grandfather of seven, was attacked with the vicious tool, which, is what I call my penis. Oh, that felt good. Yes, Hugh, a father of six and grandfather of seven, was attacked with the vicious tool on July 14th of last year. The high court heard that he had gone out for dinner to a friend's house. The jury was told his friend, who was paranoid and believed he was being watched and had his food poisoned, left the room during the visit. He returned with the pitchfork and began stabbing Hugh with it repeatedly. The grandfather was left lying unconscious on the floor in a pool of blood, where he was found with the pitchfork sticking out of his neck the next day. He was taken to the Western Infirmary, where it was said firefighters used special sawing equipment to remove the fork handle. They went into the operating theater, too, to help remove the prongs from his head. Hugh's family were told that he had severe bleeding in his brain and was unlikely to last the night. Well, he beat the odds, though. Congratulations. You're now a fucking vegetable in a nursing home requiring 24-hour care. You win. Hugh's family is trying to pick up the pieces. I don't know if my dad knows what happened to him, Kathleen said. I don't know if he knows me or knows the grandchildren. I miss him. I miss his chats and his funny anecdotes. Sometimes I can't help but think it would have been better if he was gone because I can't see much of him left, but we keep hoping one day he'll be better. That's all we can do. So there you go. Ending on a happy note. That, my friends, is your distorted... Gay kid laughs at anything. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, I want you to speak loudly and clearly and don't be a dumbass.
Jigoo Timmy Boo, Sideshow Member McGee here. Just want to call in a couple of quick things. Thank you for the Sideshow Week. It's been awesome. I love it.
I'll be doing
more. I'm still getting new shit these people are getting messed up. They're good, but they're not new. And I was just wondering... maybe if you could tell me, maybe you've mentioned it, why you did the Sideshow Week. I figured maybe you're trying to get some new listeners, I don't know. Anyway,
of course.
Other thing is...
The goal is always to try to get more Sideshow members, and I feel if I do a Sideshow Week, some people who are on the fence will say, well, I want new shows this week, and they will sign up. Now, it's just a bonus type thing, really. I do it once in a while. You must be a new Sideshow listener, because usually I'll do it a couple times a year or something like that, and... Someone was suggesting that I do 1 week each month, but that might be a little too much.
Hey, Tim, it's Lifetime Sideshow Member Spider.
I know that voice.
Hey, one of your shows, you were talking about the ABC game and how, like, retarded kids in middle school would carve the letters of the alphabet and, you know, the arm, and whoever can spend it wins or whatever. And you mentioned...
Really? I talked about that?
Story about there's bacteria that live underneath fingernails. As you know, I'm from Blood Play, and as you know, my girlfriend likes to scratch the shit out of my back.
Yes.
It kind of concerns me. I think we will be cleaning our fingernails regularly.
Yeah, you should be. Before you start scratching the shit out of one another, I would burn your fucking hands first. Good grief. You gotta be very careful. I can't believe you didn't know that. You ever looked at fingernails before?
This is Houston from New York. I am calling to say that I don't have a fax to send right now, so I don't know.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Matt from Canada.
Hi, Matt.
I just I went to follow you on Twitter a little while ago, and yeah, apparently you blocked me, which I think is hilarious. So I can no longer follow you on Twitter because you have blocked me for no apparent reason whatsoever, and I don't appreciate that. I'm a little insulted. So if you could
wait, who is this? Wait, hold John. On. Right, hold on.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Matt from Canada. I just I went to follow you on Twitter.
What is your Twitter name? I don't recall blocking you for no reason. Why? I don't know why I would do that. I'd try again. It must have been a technical fuck-up.
Timothy James.
Unless you said some horrible things to me on Twitter, and then I may have blocked you.
Timothy James, Euphemia Felicity Henson. This is Brother O'Pare of the Crack Sacular Church. I was listening to your best-of show from whenever, and you asked a question about... you actually seemed quite outraged about why... you know, you can have goat and cow milk, but you can't have, like, monkey milk. And the answer... I'm assuming behind that is because, you know, as you may recall, being an avid bug chaser, the original way that AIDS was transmitted to humans was through contact with monkey fluids, and breast milk is one of the fluids that can transmit HIV.
That's true.
So if monkey milk was served freely in restaurants like the human milk, there's actually a very high chance that you could possibly contract AIDS. So. That's probably why it's not
calling
in Switzerland.
Oh, thank you very much for that.
You'd want to consider
now
that.
I'm horny with all this talk of monkey milk.
Hey, Tim, it's a 48-year-old lifetime Sideshow member from Maine. Just want you to know I got a job on an alpaca farm, and my first week I got to help them in breeding, and you got to check if they're couples, and I got to say I reached in and grabbed the thing's dick, and I thought of you.
Oh, thank you. A lot of people have mentioned that my penis does look like an alpaca's dick.
Yo, Tim, what's up? Fucking Fuzzy Nancy. Funny-ass mashup for TV.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds real good. When will people learn music doesn't sound good over the telephone? Just email me the mashup.
Jagoo Timmy Boo, it's the Psychic Furry calling in.
Hello, Psychic Furry.
I wanted to say I love your show, awesome
thank
show.
You. Thank you.
I've even gotten my boyfriend on it.
Nice.
He loves it. I've also got my mom and my younger sibling.
Wow.
They all love you.
Great. Let's hope some of them will sign up for the goddamn Sideshow.
Hey, Tim, you know, I just tried calling, and I fucked up on the call, so I tried to re-record it, and I hit the pound key, and it fucking hung.
Thanks for that. Heads up.
Tim, this is Manly Masochist here. And, you know, I was thinking about an April Fool's idea. Yeah, I saw my cat on my ledge, and I was like, wonder what my cat does, if I'll stuff it or not, you know? And I thought, well, what if you took the stuffed cat, put a fleshlight in the rear of the cat?
A fleshlight?
Okay, let's imagine it's a dog. You got this stuffed dog, probably in a position of submission, right? You got the fleshlight that people don't know about it. You take the dog to a dog park, and you start fucking the dog. And you got, like, sound clips of a dog yelping. It's like,
oh,
you know, and everyone's like,
that's a brilliant idea.
In trouble. And then they look, and they see this cat fucking a dog.
Can't believe I didn't think of that. Someone, create that for me. I'm sure we can find something similar to that on Etsy.
Hey, Tim, it's Taco Ninja Joe again. I just wanted to let you know not to panic anymore. Finally got that piece of crap letter from PayPal in the snail mail and put it in, and now now I'm a Sideshow Freak again. So
yay! Thank you so much.
Jagu, Timmy Boo.
Jagu, Jagu,
listening to your pirate porn there.
Jagu!
Yes, the word actually is breeches. It's the word that britches comes from.
Huh.
Learn you some friggin' English, man.
Oh.
Love, Timmy. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone. Shut up. Thank you, all of you for the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. All right. I was a little late finding that sound clip. Yes, why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Here, rip my asshole in half.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us and subscribe via iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. Just take it easy. You acted surprised and I just rolled my eyes. It's gonna be alright. Just so we're straight and you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
God damn it! God fucking damn it!